Good afternoon. My name is Tom LaHut. I live in the town of Skodak. Thank you for the encore conversation with Paul Elisha, eloquent veteran of the Second World War. I especially appreciated Paul's phrasing of war as so horrendous. It was nothing he could have dreamed of. He vividly reminded me of my father, who was born in Troy. My dad defended Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, in the Army's 55th Coastal Artillery, and later served on Tarawa and the Gilbert Islands. Like Paul, my father never spoke in any detail about his war experiences, but it affected him deeply. Paul's definition of patriotism as love of country offered a selfless, practical, and realistic perspective. Some parts were painful. Remembering the many dark and difficult truths about war is tremendously helpful for Veterans Day. Thank you.
Hi, this is Diane Nichols, live in Richmond. I'm calling to ask that you guys comment on the fact that if people don't have to buy insurance, it's going to be a huge cost to public hospitals and facilities that have to treat people who are poor because they'll no longer have any kind of medical insurance. And the cost will rebound onto the United States in terms of what they're trying to save. I don't know what the ratio will be, but nobody's talking about that on NPR or anywhere that I can see.
This is Jess Wisniewski from Olive Bridge, New York, and also of Citizen Action, and I was just yelling at my radio, yes, 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 while listening to the roundtable at 10:15 or so on Friday morning when Alan Chartok nailed it, that the tax scam in Washington being passed is not just because they need a win, it's because they are returning the back to the donors and the super rich that they truly represent. Thank you, Alan, for that critical, critical point.